Building a Healthy Relationship Foundation, Part 2. Hey everyone, Stephanie Costello here, mom of three, wife, animal lover, and entrepreneur. My goal with this podcast is to share healthy intimacy skills. If you feel you are the only one struggling, I promise you are not alone. It's time to take action and make shit happen. All right, today I'm going to talk about collaboration and compromise within relationships. This is so vital to our ability to communicate and be present effectively. And when yesterday I talked about trust and building trust, and so I'm coming at this from the perspective of we have the utmost trust and confidence in ourselves and our partner, and we're really able to work through a lot of the struggles that can come with compromise and collaboration in any relationship, especially when the other person is not willing to compromise or collaborate with you. That can result, like I ended yesterday, in having to make certain decisions. So let's start there. We'll start negative and go positive. I don't like to really call it that because it's just the ebb and flow of relationships. There is going to be strife. With good, there's bad, and with bad, there's good. And so I like to make sure that we're focusing on both because both have their place in the world. When we're showing up in a relationship and we're doing our best to be confident and we're starting the relationship or conversation with, I am fearful of this, but with your support, I know I will be feeling this. Let me think of an example. With Matt, I have always been fearful. Oh God, I'm being so vulnerable. Here we go. Okay. I've always been so fearful of him meeting somebody else, a younger version of me, and just going off on his merry way. That sounds obnoxious. We've been together 9 years. We have three kids. We're very intertwined, but it is a fear of mine. I don't have any solid relationship that has been married for a long time where I can go and be like, hey, I have questions and really explore that their relationship so I can see, you know, where we are and an example or somebody else's picture of their relationship so I can kind of expand my picture a little bit. But when I show up and I'm acting negatively towards him because I'm letting my fears control the picture of our relationship, he feels that and he knows that. And so as a partner, knowing sometimes I get stuck in my own head, he has the skills now to be like, hey, what's the problem? Let's talk about it. You know I love you. You know I'm not going anywhere. You know, this is an irrational perspective and we need to alter it or change it. And that communication, it does take a long time to really build that skills, but it is so absolutely 100% relieving when I can stop and be vulnerable and say, yes, you're right. Like I had this vulnerable thought and I didn't know where it came from. Maybe I had a bad dream. Maybe I saw something and it triggered me in a movie or something along those lines. We never know the messages that we're receiving that our subconscious mind is just processing and we're not actually frontal lobe in our thinking brain processing. And so when he's sitting there and or when I'm sitting there and I'm letting my fears eat me alive and he's compromising with me and giving me the patience to really help me work through my fears, I get to a place where I'm like, I appreciate that. I'm so grateful for you to decide to be patient with me and allow yourself the space to be like, I'm a good person and I know this isn't true. And so I'm going to stay confident and trust that I can help her work through it. Now, another way that that could have easily played out is his fears were eating him alive. My fears were eating me alive and we clashed heads. We had a fight or an argument because we were not able to be vulnerable and use our skills to allow our emotions to stay muted and think about and be in our thinking brain. Compromise and collaboration shows up in so many different ways, and how we start our conversations now is, hey, I need some collaboration on my feelings or on this situation or whatever it is, or I need your compromise here, and making sure we're hearing each other out. What is reasonable for me to actually ask him to compromise on? And is it healthy what I'm actually asking him? Am I being codependent when I'm trying to ask certain things of him? And if I am, it's my responsibility to make sure that I'm not, that I work through whatever I'm working through so that we're not being stuck in a codependent circle. And having that as a previous problem, it's easy to get back there if we allow ourselves to get back there. Compromise and collaboration shows up in many different ways. Sometimes a compromise is, I hate doing dishes and trash. Like, forget it. I'm not doing the dishes and the trash, but I'll clean the bathroom. And some days people just do that naturally. They don't even realize that that's part of a compromise or a collaboration that they've done in their relationship. It was just naturally how it happened, and there wasn't really a conversation on it. I'm trying to think. Taking out the dog. Oh, another one. Another, like, basic house chore that we can have in our relationships. Like, there's mornings where I cannot stand taking out the dog. I love her so much, but she yanks, and huskies just like to pull, and it eats at my heart. Like, it just is something that I just need a relaxing walk. And at that point, I can't be present the way she needs me to be. So it's his responsibility. And when we got the dog, it was his responsibility anyways. But there's days where I collaborate and I compromise. And I'm like, okay, you know, I can tell you didn't sleep last night, so let me get up and do something for you and take out the dog. And he can't read my mind. So if I didn't say, hey, I know you're tired, so I'm going to take out the dog for you, he wouldn't have realized that I was doing it. He would have just, like, the dog needs to get taken out, so that's an expectation. And there would have been no other thought. But I stopped to say, I'm thinking about you. I appreciate you. Here's what I'm doing for you. And he's like, oh, it's not just she's doing what needs to get done. It's she's thinking about me and she really does care. I feel like I've given some semantic type situations or examples for everyone to understand really in depth what I mean by compromise and collaboration. Something I want to hit on is when one person wants something and the other person does not want something, this is where the hard part kind of can come into play, is at first I did not want a dog. I was pregnant with our third kid. There's no way I was going to be able to take care of the pup the way I really wanted to. And it was initial, no, I'm not doing it. This is not an option. And he was sad about it. And I felt awful saying no to him, because if there was something I really wanted and he just said no to me without having a conversation about it, that would have made me frustrated and sad. So eventually we decided to get the dog, and it wasn't nearly as bad as I thought it would be. And so the word no without collaboration and compromise is not an option in a relationship. Just because someone does not want something doesn't mean the other person doesn't get it. And they may not get all of the picture that they had in their head, and the person who was saying no may not understand what the picture actually was when they initially said no. It could just be their fears and them saying no and pushing back. That's where having a conversation and breaking down all the details. If it's a hard conversation, don't plow through it and sit there and spend hours on talking about it. There's only so much your brain can process, and there's only so much fear and anxiety that you can really work through in one moment. It may take several times depending on what the conversation is, especially if it's something like opening up your marriage and one person is firm in no and the other person is like, well, I really want this. There's obviously some working through that needs to happen. And if it gets to a point where opening up the marriage is not an option and it really isn't something, and you both realize maybe it's something you don't want, or you realize something, one person really actually does want it and the other person really doesn't, or you realize you do want it, you both really do want it, and you want to work through it, and you are trusting in each other, and you're compromising and collaborating on how to meet each other's needs. This is the basic foundation second-ish step of foundation of relationships. You know, by saying no to somebody and you not being willing to work through your fears or work through your strife that you have, the picture that you have in your head, you're telling them that their wants aren't as important. You're telling them a whole lot of things that would you want to be with somebody who is going to tell you no and not collaborate and compromise and let their fears eat them alive? Most of the time, we don't realize we're doing this. And once we get to a place of realizing it, or you keep, you know, this, like I said in that episode of relationship types, this serial relationship person where it's like single in a relationship, single in a relationship. That's someone who's clearly got some sort of problem or struggle that they're not recognizing as a cycle that they're going through. And I'd love to work with them. But that's where I get all nitty and gritty, like, let me help you work through this cycle, because this is clearly not a healthy cycle for you or for anyone that you're engaging in. So when we're choosing not to compromise or collaborate, we are being disrespectful. We're not being appropriate. I mean, not appropriate. We're not being appreciative of our partner, and we're causing a serious divide in trust, and the foundation is start to kind of build, get some cracks in it and be rocky. It's our responsibility to take time to take care of ourselves. I'm going to keep saying this over and over and over again because it's so true and valid. But I realized I started with negative, so now I'm going to move more to the positive side. I'm going to move towards the side where there's something that, like opening up a marriage, this is something where both partners are like, yeah, you know what, let's talk more about this. Let's work through this. And anxiety of, oh, is what if she or he finds a partner that is better than me? Does that mean they're not going to love me anymore? And that's where it takes a lot of trust building activities and conversations to say, like, no, I will always love you. Just because I love you, you're special to me the way you are special to me. And the next person is special to me in a different way. And that doesn't mean either of you are more or less special than the other. It just means you're both special and have a special place in my heart. We do this in every relationship. Our kids have special places in our heart. Our partners have special place in our heart. Our parents have special places in our heart. And our parents' special place versus our kids' special place, that's two different. Those aren't comparable. They are just different loves. And same thing can be with partners and having open marriages. You know, it's just two different versions of love. Now, that is way easier said than done. Jealousy is a huge thing, and I'm gonna write that down so I can talk about that in a different episode. Jealousy is a demon of all demons when it comes to relationships, and jealousy again usually stems from some sort of fear that you might have. My kitty's trying to get out of my room. Positivity. So yes. It's like so exciting to get to this place where we've worked through all of our fears and we're both really excited to be on this new journey. And it's like you meet a new person and then maybe you hit some sort of wall of like, oh, there's my fears coming up. But you talk about it, you compromise, you collaborate, and then you're like, high five, like, yeah, man, we did it, you know. And really, this may sound like, oh, that's weird. Why would you high five your partner? But it's like you're so excited to score that goal and win the game. Why wouldn't you be so excited to really build the building blocks in your relationship and build a stronger foundation in your relationship with yourself, with your partner, with other partners, with anybody in your life? You just got this like confidence and self-worth that you can conquer the world and nothing is going to be in your way. That is the ultimate goal, and building that image in your head. I hope that was the most beautiful image you could build for your day today in your head, of confidence and self-worth and the picture perfect relationship that you could choose, and that would be with trust and compromise and collaboration. I hope I have answered everyone's questions and thoughts and given you some things to think about. If I gave you some things to think about, but you were like, I didn't really explain it enough, please let me know. There is a questionnaire for you to fill out and the survey for some time with me. Please like, share, and subscribe. I look forward to continuing all of this good stuff. Bye.